You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes is warning residents about another scam in the area, this time aimed at classic car enthusiasts. According to law enforcement authorities, residents have reported seeing a suspected scam website appearing to sell classic cars at below market value. The scammers also offer potential victims the option to put a car they're interested in on hold with a 20% deposit sent to a Bank of America account. Sheriff Hakes also says he coordinated the investigation with the Eau Claire FBI field office. Spring Valley school officials are reminding residents of two referendum questions that will appear on the April ballot. The first question will ask residents to approve infrastructure upgrades covering things like security, electrical, and HVAC systems. The second asks residents to approve electrical and mechanical upgrades for Syverson Pool and to construct an 8-lane competition track facility. The district will host a live virtual meeting on the referendum questions on March 25th. The projects were chosen with the help of a community survey. Marshfield Clinic Health Systems is looking for residents in the Rice Lake area who are interested in participating in a cancer prevention study. Residents between 30 and 70 years old with no personal history of cancer can enroll for the National Cancer Institute Connect for Cancer Prevention Study in Rice Lake today. A second enrollment session will take place in late April. The National Cancer Institute is seeking around 200,000 people across the country for the study, which plans to explore causes of cancer to improve prevention efforts. With just a couple of weeks left before the April 1st election, the candidates in the pivotal Wisconsin Supreme Court race will hold their only debate tonight. Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel will get their chance to speak directly to voters on impactful issues like abortion access and legislative district maps. The race has already become the most expensive in the state's history. An Elon Musk-backed PAC has spent millions on advertising and outreach for Schimmel, while the Democratic Party has donated millions to Crawford. Republican proposed legislation that would require sheriffs to help immigration authorities pass the state assembly's public safety committee on Tuesday. The proposal would require sheriffs to verify the citizenship of anybody arrested on felony-level offenses. If they're unable to verify that citizenship, they would be legally required to report it to the Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will now get a full vote in the assembly, but Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. Wisconsin residents interested in becoming an organ donor can now do so while filing their taxes. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has added a new option to the income tax return, allowing residents to sign up with the state donor registry right on their tax forms. Officials are hoping the added convenience will increase the number of registered donors in the state. Any resident above 15 years of age can register as a donor regardless of their health history. There are currently over 1,400 Wisconsinites waiting for organ transplants. Rebecca Cook announced her candidacy for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District again at a Chippewa Falls farm on Tuesday morning. It's the third time Cook is running for the seat, having lost in the Democratic primary in 2022 and in the general election this past November. Notably, Cook did outperform both former Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin in the 3rd Congressional District. Cook says she will be more aggressive in this campaign in an effort to hold Congressman Derek Van Orden accountable over controversial policies. Kinship of Rice Lake and Cameron is looking for community members to get involved with mentoring area kids. The program connects area residents with kids between the ages of 5 and 14 in an effort to provide them with additional support and build up their confidence. The kids are referred to the program through school counselors, their parents, or their legal guardians. Mentors can work with the kids for a couple hours each week for a year. The organization is also looking for residents to sponsor activities for the kids and mentors to do together. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers to participate in their rare plant monitoring program. According to a press release, the community-based science program asks volunteers to conduct surveys for rare plants across the state and track plant population trends during conservation efforts. The agency has run the program since 2013, and last year's program saw over 70 volunteers submit reports for over 220 rare plants. Interested volunteers can sign up for upcoming training sessions online. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that recipients of the ATV Enhancement Grant Program can now apply for supplemental grant funding as well. The ATV Safety Enhancement Grants were awarded for projects meant to improve the safety and accessibility of ATV and UTV trails across the state, including upgrades to communication systems and safety information. The supplemental funding will only be available to recipients of the original grants, and applications for the supplemental grants will be accepted until Friday. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Haliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Haliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115 to 114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Haliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of The Bachelor, hopefully you had a chance to catch their Women Tell All episode. Despite possibly becoming less intelligent from watching the show, according to Yahoo Entertainment, here are some things you might have missed. The girls are still salty about that basketball date. No one seems to like Carolina. Grant is a real charmer, and Dina is ready to find love again. Don't worry, all that made sense to Bachelor fans. And Dina, look me up. Let's go. 42 years is a long time to do anything in any profession. Vanna White is well aware of this. She's been a TV personality on Wheel of Fortune for over 4 decades. If you're wondering how she's been able to stick with the same job for so long, for starters, she turns letters. And it was recently revealed on Yahoo Entertainment that she only works 34 days a year. Sure, it sounds great, but the 68-year-old White does all of this for a mere $3 million a year. Try not to think of that on your way to work tomorrow. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, aka With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season 2, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, aka Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Ayer, says Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of Season 3. He added that the Season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since Season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are watching a late-week system that could bring some thunderstorms late Friday, rain into Saturday, rain changing to snow late Saturday into Sunday. Also, a lot of wind. Stay tuned for updates on that. Today, sunny, mid to upper 50s. Tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.